Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Good morning. Good to have you with us here today for another in the series of Read the Word. You might say, why are you so fired up about the Word of God? Well, finally get the revelation. I'm not saying that like, would you hurry up and get it? I'm saying that from the point of view of when I finally got the revelation of God's holy word working in my life, it truly became majestic because it changed me. And I wasn't even born in a sinful world. My mom and dad were preachers, but the word of God has to get inside of every one of us and change us. And that's the beautiful thing about what's going on right here. We welcome you. If you make sure you click like, love, desire, email, text, click the square for notification, hit the bell so you can always be known. You can be live with us when we go live. It's usually about midnight central. And if you're in bed sawing log, that's a good place for you. Remember, it's Sunday morning, so we're going to be receiving communion together. And you're going to want to share this with your family, your friends, anybody. Share it with your enemies. Just tell your enemy, I think you need to hear this more than anybody. And they'll be able to hear and receive God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer, 145. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints. And that's a bunch. What is the width and the length and the depth and the height? So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. I might be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I'm going to read a bunch of Psalms tonight and then drink a cup of coffee. I even got my favorite cup of coffee with my son here. It says, it's not fake news. You're the best dad ever. Everyone agrees and believes me. Did you guys know Donald Trump said that about me? Don't worry about it. It's a good joke between my son and I, and I like it. 25, Psalm number 25. Plea for deliverance, 3:15. And forgiveness. This is David. David's confidence in prayer. He prays for help in his affliction. Ready, aim, fire. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed, but those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Evidently, there is a cause for treachery every now and then. I'm glad our Navy SEALs know what the word treachery means. Amen. You said amen about the Navy SEALs. You always want to say amen about Navy SEALs. Stop talking and read. All right, here we go. Verse 4. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness sake, O Lord. Even David saying, I sinned. I was a youth. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble guides in justice. I like that word. And the humble, he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your namesake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. And you remember Psalm 23, he said he was going to lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. Secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. That's a trap that's set before you. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they're many. They hate me with cruel hatred. I wonder what other kind of hatred there is. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. 7:17, Psalm 29. Praise to God in his holiness and majesty. Psalm of David, the power of God's voice. This is a good one, because my sheep hear my voice. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. The voice is the Lord. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. I like this. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. Can you imagine if God stood up on his throne and yelled, like, whoa! Whole universe would shake. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone says, glory. We're the temple, so what should we do? Glory! The Lord sat enthroned at the flood. And the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give his strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Can't figure out why some people want to live in poverty and brokenness and confusion when God has promised all of this to us. I don't get it. 10 minutes. Psalm 33. The sovereignty of the Lord in creation and history. Remember the word history. His story. God be praised for his goodness and power. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. That's me. For praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Hallelujah! This should really be sung, all right? For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. If the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, what's up with all this evil? Because we got our minds focused on the wrong situation. Verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plan of the peoples of no effect. Wipe out the plan of Russia. Stop them, Father, in the middle of this aggression. Verse 11, the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That is 33:12. Make a note of that. I want to add that. The people he has chosen as his own inheritance. And you know what that is? That's you and me. No matter what nation of the world you're in, God chose you. 13, the Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men from the place of his dwelling. He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. There's a verse for anybody in cancer right there. To deliver their soul from death. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death. He is not the one to put cancer on you.
Amen.
Cancer is of the devil. 20, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. We've helped a lot of people get free from cancer. You got to fight it because it's a demon. It comes from the devil. 14:14, Psalm 36. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. For he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. You got to abhor it. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink. Look at this. From the river of your pleasures. Don't remember that verse. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see life. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who love you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me. Let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. Man, you think about this now. God is filled with his, well, he crowns you with his loving kindness and tender mercy. Crowns you with it. There's no brokenness in that. And I don't remember that verse. That verse says, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. There's people who think if you say the pleasure word with God, cursed. How dare you think you should enjoy anything? That's sad, isn't it?
It is.
Don't be that person. Don't go through the Bible finding all the verses about how bad, beat down, stuffed down, destroyed, gonna beat you down. Don't find those verses. Find the verses of his love, mercy, grace, and blessing. Now, remember, let's put this in there right now. David is looking at righteousness and holiness and justice through the eyes of an Old Testament saint who does not have his sins forgiven. They're just covered until next year. And then when he sins, he goes back to the Day of Atonement, and then they're covered again for another year. You and I, our sins are completely deleted. Matter of fact, David actually says it. Blessed is the man whose sins are not imputed against him. And he's prophesying of our day. Psalm 39:17-40. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. I could help a few people if you just learned to muzzle it. I was mute with silence. I held my peace, even from the good. And my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. You got to be careful letting your tongue speak when that's going on. Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but a vapor. That's a powerful verse. Selah. Stop and think about it. Every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct me for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is a vapor. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. David is saying, God, you're staring at me, and it's making me really nervous. Well, remember, in their day, the Holy Spirit didn't live on the inside of them, and he lives inside of you and me. When we're born again, all of our past is gone, wiped away, never to be remembered another day. You see, that's not the case with the Old Testament believers. Their sin, David is the one that said it, my sin is always before me. And he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of you and me. It's a whole new deal. And you might not understand it. If you're not understanding me tonight, make sure you text me, email me, and say, Pastor, help me see that. What I'll do is send you some videos that you can study in your own time that'll make this make sense to you. And that's what I want to do is help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray over today's word, and then we'll receive communion together. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless this time in your word. Like David said, I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle rather than speak against you or your ways, or speak evil of you, that like you are the one that's crushing us when you crushed our enemy for us. Thank you. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's receive communion together. So here's what we're going to do. Run and get your communion elements, get some grape juice and some bread or crackers. And what's going to happen is I'm going to read the verses right out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And this is when Jesus met with Paul and said, here's how you do communion. Paul wrote it in here. This is the communion references. This in Luke chapter 22. It's what's used all over the whole world. I'm going to read the verses, okay? And then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that everybody that's here, the prayer of reconciliation with the Father. And that means you're right with God. And then I'll give you about a minute's worth of instruction. We'll bless our elements and receive them together. That's how it's going to work. So that all of you that are new know exactly what's going on. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night, 22:45, in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. When he gave thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his reigning, till he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. That's what you got to do. And then just declare, I need you, God. And then eat the bread and drink the cup. It's only prerequisite that Paul gave us by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we did not judge. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. God's perfect love is perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he, Jesus, is, so are we in this world. He's sitting on the throne, the head of the church. We're on this earth, the body of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? No matter who you are, pray this prayer with me. Everybody, pray right out loud. I've prayed this prayer thousands of times. It doesn't matter. Every time I say it, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. And eventually you'll get it memorized and you'll be able to lead somebody else in the prayer of salvation. Pray this with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of
Jesus. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
Again on the third day.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Put your hands up and just say, Jesus, I receive you into my life right now.
Jesus, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive all of your love.
All of your love.
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your
I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer? Welcome to the kingdom of God, the family of God. What's going on, Pastor? You just said, Jesus, come in, and Jesus is the light of the world. He just gives you the light. All the darkness is gone. Don't you love it? Spirit man was not dead. It was dead in its relationship with God because of Adam. And he just brought it to new life. It's born again. He's the author and finisher of the faith. He gave you his faith to live by. And it's now it's filled you. And then he said, Father, the Father said, adopt him into the family. And you are now an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. And just like David just said, help me know my inheritance on this earth. So I can accomplish what it is why you put me on the earth at this time. You might say, Pastor, how can all of that happen in just 60 seconds? Because all you got to do is open the door a crack. And if you want Jesus to come in, he's coming all the way in. Thank God for good coffee, even if it's black. Now, but how do I make it, Pastor? You walk with God every day. Don't be worried about, I need to know, what if I do that, am I a Christian? If I do that, does that make my Christian go away? No. Walk with the Father. You've been reconciled, made right with him. Two people who were opposing have now come back together and reconciled their way. And this is the best part. He lives in you. He lives in you. In Jesus, my Lord. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion elements. We'll bless them, and we'll receive. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Somebody's hurrying. Hurry. Just grab your phone and take it with you. Ready? I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you,
and
Lord.
By your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
in the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Let's receive it. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you called it all joy, that you might win us. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus,
every sin has been placed in remission
in my life every day.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony,
and the word of my testimony,
I overcome by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glory.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Bible said they sang a hymn and went out. Ready? Let's sing, what can wash away my sin? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, had this thought several times. If you know a veteran that is fighting with PTSD, that's a serious battle. Make sure you send him these videos because it gives him a connection with God without having to go be in a building that's causing him trouble. Get him connected with us. And we will continually minister to them until that whole thing is broken and it no longer has any effect on them. It's called trauma. If you are a veteran and you're dealing with the effects of chemicals happen to you while you're there, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20 over you right now, that none of that deadly chemicals has any effect on you, and you might as well just say it. Get out of my body in every place. The preacher said it according to the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. No matter what the trauma is that you have faced, we bind it and we declare in Jesus' name there's freedom for you right now. Let me speak to you. Let's go going on right now inside of you. I can tell. I can tell in here what's going on inside of you in Jesus' name. Well, remember, if you were born again tonight, first time, send me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. I want to walk with God. Maybe you've been around here a long time and you keep saying you're going to do it. Well, then get it done. And we'll help you walk with God. I don't want nothing from you. I got all kinds of videos that help you walk with God and have a great Christian life. And that's my place. Help you become a believer. And it'll transform your whole life. You realize, you didn't get a religious denomination. You were reconciled between you and the Father. And you have access to go right in the throne with that by the blood of Jesus. Well, until we see you again, is there anything else I want to say about it? Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I found a really cool thing called transcript on these videos. It's not on every video, but it's on some of them. And it's literally a timestamp all the way through it that they're putting in. Come on. And open this video up and see. I put in my own timestamps. But thank God for YouTube and the blessing that's been. Make sure you share this with people. There's that link right down there in the notes that is a link that's got every one of these Read the Words in a playlist. That's all that's in there. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. Till we see you again Monday morning for a wonderful... Hey, wait a minute. It's Mother's Day. Monday. It's Mother's Day. Let's bless our mothers. Father, I bless every mother that's here. I declare children calling. I declare bad relationships mended. I declare strained relationships mended. We declare forgiveness happens today. Blessing happens today. May some people who haven't heard from their kids in a long time hear from them. May the blessing of the Lord makes rich, adds no sorrow with it, come and a supernatural divine intervention happen for you today. God bless you. Jesus. Remember this. We love you and God loves you and Jesus is good. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio with us, God bless you, wherever you're streaming from around the world. Over 36 different nations, keep sending it around. Let's cover the whole world with Read the Word. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is good.